Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now it's time to get the runners ready, because after months on hiatus, this Saturday marks the partial return of Park Run. The idea, if you don't know it, is simple. A free 5K run or walk in your local park every Saturday morning for anyone who wants to turn up. From humble beginnings 9 years ago, would you believe, Park Run has 100 groups across Ireland, almost half of which will return to action this weekend. Now here to tell us more is Irish Times writer and running coach with ForgetTheGym.ie, Mary Jennings. Mary, you're welcome to the programme. For anybody who hasn't done this before, tell them what's the appeal of Park Run, and why is it different to just going for a run on your own?
Okay, well, I suppose a lot of us have got used to the running on our own over the last year or longer, or maybe even have given up the running without the support and the community that something like Parkrun can bring. I suppose for a lot of runners, meeting someone or knowing someone else is waiting for you at a start line gets you up and out of bed, makes less excuses, and you know what, encourages you as you go along too.
Yeah, a bit of pressure as well, never hurt anyone.
A small bit anyway, yeah, yeah. Keeps us all going.
It's really easy, Mary, isn't it, to get involved in this?
Yeah, I think, and I mean, no, there's park runs all around the country. I mean, they may not suit the location you're in. It's trying to get community together and help people, whether you're a walker or a runner, to get started. So there isn't the pressure on winning, or it's not even called a race, it's a run, you know. So whether you're a walker or a runner or somewhere in between at the moment, it's about getting to the finish line. And I suppose, if anything, you're in competition with yourself. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as people come back to them now, it's almost like saying a clean slate, regardless of how your running may or may not have been during the pandemic. It's now a chance to kind of say, start fresh over and see, can I get back to the 5K again and enjoy it?
That's the beauty about running. You're always in competition with yourself, really, no matter who's running with you. Isn't that right? There are 100 park run groups, as I say, in almost every part of Ireland, but only half of them are coming back this weekend. Do you know what the rationale is there?
The big things with Parkrun, it's all based by run by volunteers, and everyone who takes part does their bit to help volunteer too. And, you know, naturally, people are cautious about coming back into groups and running with other people. And the organisers are just, you know, trying to be cautious about that. Because with Parkrun, you don't register, you turn up. I imagine, I'm not an organiser of it, but, you know, they can't predict the numbers. So for that way, they'll start with smaller ones and then ease into it gradually as it comes back. Other countries are back and it's up running and it's all organised very well. But I would say, even to people, and I know a lot of people are cautious about coming back to running with others and in a group, but even if people could familiarize yourself again with your local park run route, even go on a weekday just to kind of get used to it, so when you do go back and do a park run, it's not that daunting of, oh my goodness, I forgot I have to do another lap of this or whatever, you know, you get comfortable. So when the time is right for you to join in when your one comes back online,
people,
so it'll be gradual for safety.
Will be worried, won't they, Mary, about coming back either to the park run or running in the park on their own or whatever. Do you have any advice for people to start up again?
Have been marvellous and have kept it going the whole way through, and are only mad looking for a run or a race to see how they perform now. But in fairness, a lot of people have dropped back, and it's mainly the confidence as much as the fitness that might have dropped. So really what I would be saying is to start gradually. Like I say, find your loop that you're going to do yourself and get out yourself or with a friend during the week, and don't be afraid of walk breaks. You know, just break it up as you go. Aim for 3 times a week. I mean, we've beautiful weather. Now's the time to start. And even if you say to yourself, by Halloween time, I'll be back in a situation.
Yeah, it's good to have a goal. And I know the line is breaking up there, but we've got a text from someone who says, and this might be a motivational thing for an awful lot of people. Is Mary there? Is she gone? She hasn't done a runner on me.
No,
you're okay. So the text is people saying, what if you're more interested in the coffee afterwards than the actual running? That still works if you do the run, surely.
I think most runners are as interested in the after coffee than they are as, you know, and that's one of the real perks of, now not all park runs have the coffee, some of them you have to bring your own, but it is that social element of meeting someone and having the chat, and, you know, it's kind of the weekly catch up, and it also what gets people out the door. They're more likely to go if they know there's a little treat at the end as well too. So absolutely nothing wrong with that. So
tell me
in
this.
Fact, use that as a motivation to get more people out.
Oh, well, anything that motivates you. Tell me how you motivate yourself briefly, Mary. If you've reached a plateau in your running, you can do the half hour at a certain speed and that's it, but you're not getting anything else out of it, and you're finding it more and more difficult to get out the door.
Yeah, I think there's lots of different things you can do. I mean, finding different routes is always a good thing, because you, or even running at different times of day. This is in your own training during the week. A lot of people are in kind of stuck in a rut. They go out the door, they always turn right and they do the loop. Even something as simple as going out the door and turning left, and you have a different perspective on things. Or if you're normally an evening runner, could you do morning? You know, sometimes people now with different working schedules might be able to get out at lunchtime, and just adding variety. Or even at that, I mean, a lot of people do run alone. Now there is the opportunity to get back to running clubs and groups like that as well too. So you might get more motivation by meeting someone at a set time in a group and with a coach and things like that to help keep you going too.
Okay.
And that's not just for, you know, people with high expectations. For all levels, there are groups for walkers and runners to get you up and moving again.
Okay, so get out there and enjoy it. That's the main thing. Look, Mary Jennings from forgetthegym.ie, thank you very much indeed. And never use the excuse of the weather to get away from your run. But let's see though if you'll have good weather on the weekend to start up your park run again. Let's go over to Met Aidan and Deirdre Lowe.